have too much to say. No one dared ask his business, no one dared make it slip. A stranger there among them had a big eye. Early in the morning when he rode into the town, came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. He's here to do some business with the big iron on his head, big iron on his head. Tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. The notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. It was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. Came here to take an outlaw back alive, maybe dead. He said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. But long before the story was relayed to Texas Red, the outlaw didn't worry, man, they tried before we're dead. 20 men have tried to take him, 20 men have made a slip. Only one would be the ranger with the big iron on his head, big iron on his head. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from their windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. The swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Gray leather for a bullet fairly ripped. The ranger's aim was deadly with a big iron on his head, big iron on his head. Big iron, when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron.